skin cancer, serious matter, skin cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland, with over 11,000 new cases diagnosed every year. The National Cancer Registry of Ireland expects this number to double by 2040. I'm joined by three women who are part of the latest campaign, which is urging the government to remove the VAT of 23% from sunscreen products. Kelsey O'Donnell is skin cancer clinical nurse specialist at the Mater Hospital. She's on the line. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. We have Noel O'Connor, who has commissioned research into attitudes towards skincare in Ireland. Hello, Noel.
Hello, Ray.
And we have Lydia O'Toole, who was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma in 2022. Hello, Lydia.
Hi, Ray.
You're all very welcome. Now, before we get to the campaign, Lydia, just tell us your story.
Yep. Back in 2002, I had just discovered a pain in my back, up my upper back, and I ended up going into Wexford General Hospital, where they done tests and they found a mass on my adrenal gland. And then from there, I think I was there a couple of days, and then they had, my speech was funny, so they done an MRI on my brain and they discovered a bleed or another lesion on my brain. So I was referred to Beaumont, where in October 2022, they removed my adrenal gland and my kidney. And then a month later, they removed the lesion in my brain.
Right.
So
serious stuff.
Yeah. Right. So I was told after the kidney operation and adrenal operation that it was melanoma. And it was just such a shock.
Why so?
Because I didn't notice anything on my skin. And normally I would have had moulds. Like, I'm fair skinned and dark hair, but I'm full of moulds and freckles. But I think it was just that there wasn't anything on my skin that I had noticed. Mm. So I did say, well, how is it that it's got inside my body? And they said, so they'd done an overall check of everywhere. And they said that there was no main primary, which was very rare, but it's not unheard of.
Okay.
So I just said, like, oh my God, this is crazy. And it was just the shock that I had been told that I've melanoma, for one. And then when I had the operation on my brain, that also came back as melanoma. And that just floored me then. I was like, this is unbelievably what's happening. And they just sat me down and they said, actually, it's stage 4 melanoma. Right. And I didn't know how this was even possible without even knowing anything that was on my skin.
Because you would assume that it was something that would start in your skin and then go in.
Yes.
So you would have known about it.
Yeah. So I had a few moulds removed off my back a good few years previous to that, but they all came back clear. So there was nothing that they would have even have caused the melanoma that I was experiencing. But I just, right. I never even wore sunscreen all year round. I would have, and because I'm fair and because of my scare with the moulds being removed previous, that I was more aware of, I was more sun, you know, it took more care in the sun,
yes.
Covered up more and would have wore SPF. But I didn't even wear SPF during the winter.
Well, Kelsey O'Donnell, skin cancer clinical nurse specialist in the Mater Hospital. Kelsey, so Will you just get the definition of terms for us here? So there's melanoma, non-melanoma. What's the difference between the two of those?
So melanoma is a type of skin cancer.
Right.
And then non-melanoma skin cancer is a term used as an umbrella for a number of different types of skin cancers that are not melanoma.
Okay. And what percentage of skin cancers are caused by the sun?
So 90% of skin cancers are caused by either chronic UV exposure, sunburn, or sun exposure or UV exposure to sunbeds.
So does that suggest they're preventable then?
Absolutely. And this is a modifiable risk factor that could be preventable.
Okay. And what's the main way of preventing sun exposure?
So there's a number of ways to prevent sun exposure. We have a SunSmart code which looks at the five S's of sun safety. So I'm sure you've heard of seek, slip, slap, slop and slide. So it'll be seeking shade at the highest time of UV radiation, which would be between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Slipping on clothing that will protect the skin, slapping on a hat and slopping on sunscreen.
Right.
So it's always important then.
So everybody agrees that sunscreen can help prevent skin cancer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Which brings us on to the campaign then. So despite the fact that everybody agrees that sunscreen is a preventative medicine, it's still, there's 23% VAT rate on it, whereas normal medicines have zero rate. So, Noelle, will you just give us a bit of context on that then?
Okay, so currently SPF is considered a luxury or a cosmetic. And it's not. You've just heard Kelsey say it saves lives. It prevents 90% of skin cancers. And it's classified the same as a lipstick. Now, that's what EU says. And our campaign is to get it reclassified so that it's not considered a luxury. And by nature, if it's not considered a luxury, it would not have VAT on.
Okay.
So yeah.
Now, I said this is another campaign because over the years, a number of people have campaigned to get the VAT on sunscreen either abolished completely or reduced. Why have other campaigns failed, do you think?
I think, you know, there is a VAT issue, but the VAT issue is there is because it's considered a cosmetic.
Mm.
And we've just heard it saves lives. So why is it considered a cosmetic? You know, and, you know, someone needs to take the lead. Ireland has, you know, many times been the first. We were the first to ban smoking inside 74 countries, and that was a health issue. We were the first to place a levy on plastic bags. Mm. We were first back in 1984, Ireland was the first country to take VAT off tampons and sanitary products. Yeah. So I think...
I don't know, it was that far back. It was more recently than that, was it?
1984, I think.
Was it 1984?
Yeah, I checked
right,
this morning.
Okay, right.
So
the statement from the Department of Finance, they say the VAT rating of goods and services is subject to EU VAT law. Which Irish VAT law must comply. In general, the directive provides that all goods and services are liable to VAT at the standard rate unless they are exempt from VAT or fall within Annex 3 of the directive, in respect of which member states may apply reduced rates of VAT. Under EU VAT law, there is no scope for reduction in the rate of VAT on sunscreen products. The supply of sunscreen products is liable to the standard rate of VAT, currently 22%. So they're saying we can't do anything about it. It's EU law and we must comply. Now, unless I'm reading this wrongly, I think individual governments can seek exemptions for a particular product.
And I think SPF needs to be reclassified. It's absolutely not a luxury product. And I think Ireland can lead the way. And, you know...
Would it make any difference? So say, for example, on a bottle of Casa Tenor. So at present... say the original price is 20, the VAT on it is 20, was £2.30.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's £12.30 as a result of VAT.
Yeah.
Do you think people don't buy sunscreen because of that difference between a tenner and £12.30? What do you think?
Well, the cost of SPF depends on whether it's a chemical SPF, which sometimes are cheaper, or a mineral SPF. But SPFs are expensive and people are spending maybe 20, 30, 40 quid. So, for example, an SPF that's costing a mineral SPF, which is not chemical, you could be paying anything from 30 to 50.
Okay.
And so it's 24 euros versus 30. It's a loss.
Yes, yes.
But I think, Ray, the main thing here is it's not a cosmetic and not luxury. And we have to find a way to for health benefits and for the avoidance of skin cancer in this country, which is just getting out of control. Yeah.
We discovered this before as well. Way back, we were doing the same thing about condoms. There was VAT on condoms. And there's this contradiction within state agencies. So on one hand, you have the Department of Finance putting 23% on sunscreen. And on the other hand, you have initiatives run by the HSE that are providing sunscreen free, which they understand that it's important and that it's probably price sensitive. And yet the Department of Finance are putting 23. It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
So what are you going to do next?
Well, we have a campaign. It's only up a week and we've thousands of signatures on there. We would just urge everyone to go to uplift.ie. I think it's on the homepage there. Please sign this petition. It's addressed to the government. And we're just going to push and try and make some changes. Yeah.
And you sell sunscreen products, your company?
My product is Tan Organic. And I went on Dragon's Den years ago because I wanted to bring out a natural organic product. And I wanted to bring out a tan because sun damage, I had... I couldn't find a product that had good ingredients. And so we've always been, I probably created my own monster, but we've always been anti-sun. And so,
My question to you is, though, do you think that people will pass on the reduction in VAT?
Oh, absolutely. Happens. Yes, yes. Right. Because, you know...
So a reduction in VAT would mean cheaper products for the consumer.
Oh, absolutely. Because that VAT is not, it's not anybody... Yeah, that just goes straight to the government. So yes, it should absolutely bring down the price of products.
Kelsey, I said there in the introduction that the number of cases is to double by 2040. That's worrying, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so at the moment, the last figures between 2018 and 2020, there was nearly 13,000 skin cancer cases in Ireland. And that might sound very little, but it's actually the number one cancer in Ireland. And there's estimated to be an increase by 2045 to at least 30,000 cases per year. So this has a huge effect, not on both the patient, but on the health services then as well to deal with these.
Yeah, and that's important there, because the cost of treating people with skin cancer is huge. All the government at the moment, by my calculations here, or by what I have in front of me, they're making about 8 million or something on the VAT on sunscreen products, which isn't a lot in the scheme of things.
No. Yeah. The National Cancer Control Programme did a recent research and they found that the cost of managing the earlier stage of melanoma was about €4,000 compared to dealing with stage 4 melanoma, which would cost up to €122,000.
So it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering, and this is a question to all of you, why, for example, one of the campaigns was led by the Irish Cancer Society. You know, why hasn't it worked in the past? It seems like it should happen, doesn't it? When you lay it out as we've laid it out. I'm wondering why it hasn't been successful.
I don't know. Maybe this just needs some persistent women like myself, Kelsey, Shirley Potter and
Lydia,
you know, to make a difference and not to give up on this, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the petition is really important. So the more the public we get behind it.
I see similar campaigns have happened in the UK. Their rate is 20%. sunscreen is subsidised in Australia. In the Netherlands, the free sunscreen around the place. So I wish you luck with the campaign. You'll have to get in a room with somebody and just impress upon them.
We will. Hopefully we will.
Yeah, Jennifer Carol McNeil is who you...
Yeah, and thank you for having us on here and helping us get into that room, Ray.
And Lydia, how are you now?
I'm getting infusions of immunotherapy every 2 weeks. So it's given me my life back and I'm able to be as normal as any parent could be. I'm sea swimming. I'm going to the gym again. I'm out walking. So, look.
And the prognosis is good?
It's not curable.
But you can live with it.
But I can live with it. And there's so many different treatments out there, and I think it was just, we'll see what happens, But I just want to thank the Arklow Cancer Support Group that have supported me and my family. They were just so amazing.
And what behaviours have you changed as a result of the diagnosis?
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't sweat the small stuff.
No, but on sunscreen
That stuff. Yeah. I always wear sun cream. Like I'd never go outside without sun cream on any exposed skin.
Okay.
So, and that's in the summer and winter. But I wasn't doing that before.
Uh-huh.
You know,
So as you said, Kelsey, these skin cancers are preventable. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks, Noel. Thanks, Lydia.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks, Kelsey. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray Doherty Show on RTE Radio 1.